calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Clemente Martinez. I'm calling to find out the status on my refund.
Yes, sir. Give me a moment. Can I get your zip code, please?
Zip code 76578.
76508.
76578.
78. And what is your first and last name again?
Clemente Martinez.
And can you verify that address for me, please?
P.O. Box 182, Doral, Texas.
Okay, and one moment while I look at your account. Yes, sir. So I do see that due to the fact on April 25th, you tried to, you paid a dollar or two for a Makita drill where they enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps called Bites Hub. I also do see that, I'm sorry, hold on one moment. You called in to cancel on the 25th. You called in to cancel on May 1st. Because you wanted to know, you called in on the 25th to cancel, and they also refunded you, and you call in on the 1st to know when you would receive that refund, and they advised you 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And you're saying you haven't received that refund yet?
No, ma'am. It's been over 8 days.
Okay, sir. So, on my end, I do see that you were refunded. So what I would advise you to do is call in with your bank or your financial institute on the line, confirming that you haven't received that refund. And what we will do is get your account sent over to corporate, and they will further assist you, because I do see that you were refunded. But I'm not sure why you haven't received it yet. You should have been received it by now.
Yeah, because I've been calling my bank every day, and I mean, it don't show nothing. I also check my debit card, and it's not in there yet.
Yes, sir. I do see that, you know, they charged you on the April 25th, so they voided that charge. That charge should have been reversed back into your account. So if you didn't see it on that day, you did have to allow 3 to 5 business days. And if you haven't seen it yet, you will have to call in with your bank on the line confirming that you haven't received that refund. And we can get your account sent over to corporate so they can assist you further, because I do see that you were refunded.
So I have to go talk to the bank first?
Yes, sir. You have to call in with the bank on the line. Confirming that you haven't received that refund, and then your account can get sent over to corporate so they can assist you further.
Okay, I'll do that Monday morning.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
No, that'll be it. And depending on what the bank tells me, I'll be calling y'all again, because I mean, I should have got that money back already a long time ago.
Yes, sir. I do see where you're refunded, but you will have to call in with the bank on the line. You have to call this number or either get your bank to call confirming that you haven't received that refund, and your account can get sent over to corporate.
So if when I talk to the bank, I give them this number, 877-646-2263.
Yes, sir. You can either give it to them, or you can call in with the bank on three-way, you know, like a conference call.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You can do that. You can call this number with the bank on the line and also yourself, or either you can provide the bank with this number so they can call in with your information and they can pull up your account and confirm that that you haven't received that refund, and then your account can get sent over to corporate.
Okay.
Yes,
I'll do that Monday.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
No, that's it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.